I go to Target all the time. It's the main place where I do most of my shopping. The store has just about everything you could want, from groceries to electronics. It's also nicer, in my opinion, than competitors like Walmart and Costco. Anyways, this is something that happened last year that caused me to not go there for a while. It happened one night when I went to do my normal grocery shopping. I think I got to the Target a little bit later than I usually do. It was maybe like 8 o'clock at night. When I got inside, I got a cart and started walking around the store getting things. At one point, I remember that I was towards the back corner of the store in the grocery department. That's when I first noticed this one woman that was inside there. This woman was somewhat short, thin, and had long, kind of messy hair. What stood out about her the most was that she was just standing in like the exact corner of the store and staring at me. She didn't have a shopping cart or basket and wasn't holding anything. It just seemed really odd. I was getting something back there, maybe 30 feet away from her. I spent maybe a minute in the area, and when I was leaving, I walked sort of past her. I glanced and noticed that she was still staring at me. This was really weird. I mean, she hadn't really moved at all. What was she doing? As I walked away, I could feel her still staring at me. I certainly didn't know her at all. I moved on to another section of the grocery department. From there, I continued my shopping. Probably 10 minutes or so went by, but that's when I noticed her again. I was in an aisle, and there were a few people scattered around here and there, but I noticed a ways behind me, like 30 feet or so, was the same woman. I didn't really look at her to see if she was staring at me again or not. I really just noticed that she was there. I kept shopping like normal, and was soon in another aisle. I saw the woman there as well. This was pretty weird to me. I still ignored it though, and didn't let it bother me. Soon, I was done shopping. I then walked to the front of the store towards the checkouts. When I was walking there, in a more open area, I noticed that the woman was trailing me. She was remaining a sort of far ways behind me, but was certainly following me. I really didn't know what to make of this. I got in line and waited to check out. When I did, the woman did not get in line behind me, but instead stood just inside of the clothing section, which was adjacent to the checkouts. Soon I was able to pay for my items and then be on my way. I walked out of the store, not bothering to look around and see if the woman was still following me. And I didn't notice her at all until I had made it to my vehicle. I got to my car, which was a smaller SUV. I opened up the back rear door and put several bags of groceries inside of it. That's when I saw the woman again. This time, she was just standing in an empty parking space, which was across and one over from my car. So she was once more maybe 30 feet or so away. I don't know if that's exactly how far away she was, but it's just my estimation. Anyways, I thought for just one brief second about talking to her. I was curious as to why she was being so weird, but I decided not to. I didn't know what she was capable of, and so I finished unloading the things and closed my trunk. Then I walked around to my driver's door and got inside. But just after I got inside my car, I heard the rear hatch open up. I looked back and saw the woman literally climbing into the back of my SUV. I asked her what on earth she was doing. At this point, she started climbing over the rear seats of my car, heading straight for me. It was a terrifying moment. When that happened, I decided to just leave my car. Again, I had no idea what she was planning to do. I took my keys out of the ignition and then got out of my driver's door. Then I basically just ran back inside of Target. The woman did not leave my car and chase after me. When I was safely inside, I called the police and reported the incident to them. I waited inside Target without seeing the woman until the police arrived. When they got there about 10 minutes later, I spoke with them briefly. Then they went to my car to look for the woman. She had left my car, but was found a short distance away, trying to break into another vehicle. After the police had apprehended her, I went back and looked at my car. Overall, it was fine, but inside, she took all of my groceries out of the bags and opened several things. It was really weird. This incident caused me to not go to Target for a while, but I have since returned. I really don't know what that woman's problem with me was. I used to work at a Target department store as a cashier. I worked there for almost 6 months, but ended up quitting. The scariest thing that happened was one random night when I was working a night shift. I don't remember what time I started or exactly when I got off either, but I was working as a cashier and helping countless customers. The store was decently busy, and there was a steady amount of people at my register. I remember towards the end of my shift, this guy with a beard came into my line. I don't recall what he bought, and we had a very normal interaction. I don't remember anything out of the ordinary, but I did remember him just because of his beard. It was very long and memorable. So anyways, he walked away, and then I helped the next person in line behind him. Probably 10 minutes or so after this, it was time for my final break of the night. I turned off the light to my check lane, helped the final customer, and then left. I walked to the front of the store and went down a quiet hallway to where our break room was. The break room had several tables, chairs, a refrigerator, and a TV. I sat down at a table and was the only person inside the entire break room at that time. So I just went on my phone like usual and caught up Snapchatting with friends and whatnot. About 5 minutes later, I noticed somebody come into the break room out of the corner of my eye, but I didn't really see them. The person then walked over and sat down right next to me at the table. When I looked up, I saw that it was the same bearded man from just minutes before. I was so confused as to what he was doing here. He didn't work at Target, so why would he be in the break room? The man told me that I had to go with him. I was asking him, "What are you talking about?" He said that we should go right now and was pointing towards the exit. There was an employee's entrance down the hallway from the break room. I asked the guy who he was, and he said that he would tell me later. Then the man stood up and said once more to leave with him. Now, obviously, this seemed crazy to me, and I had no intentions of doing so. Then he started to grab my arm to get me to stand up as well. I stood up but resisted, and I tried to start to walk away from him. When this happened, I suddenly heard the door open from behind. I looked back and saw one of my coworkers, Brian, entering the break room. He looked very confused by what he was seeing. I remember that the man tried pulling my arm to get me to go with him again, but I was still resisting. That's when Brian asked what was going on. The man finally let go of my arm and then ran away towards the employee's exit. I went over to Brian and told him the story. I said that I was so happy he walked in when he did. Looking back, I don't know what would have happened if he didn't. Brian went to see if the guy had left, and he did. Another coworker came into the break room a short time later, and we all talked about what happened. After that, I went back to work and finished up my shift. For the next several days, everything was fine. I worked one other time without any kinds of problems, but I remember that my next shift after that, I was working at night again. Things had been going by like normal. I had a few customers in my checkout line at probably about 9 o'clock. I remember that I casually looked up and suddenly saw the same bearded man in line. He didn't have any items with him. I had a really bad feeling about this. When it was his turn, I told him that I was going to call the police if I ever saw him again. The man laughed a little and said that he would be waiting for me when I got off. Then he just walked away and left. I went straight for my manager after that and told her about what had happened. We decided to call the police. They came out and we spoke with them about the situation. Then they went into the parking lot and actually found the man standing in the parking lot near my vehicle. It gave me the creeps when I heard that. I'm really glad that we called the police. I ended up getting a restraining order against the guy and haven't seen him since. This is something that took place many years ago when I was a child. I believe I was about 7 years old. One day, I went shopping with my mother and younger sister at Target. It was a common place for my entire family to go and get whatever. When we got there, my sister was sitting in the shopping cart and my mother was pushing it. Then I was walking alongside her. We walked around the store getting things for a while. I remember that we got to like the back end of the store, sort of near the corner. I don't remember what department it was, but it was not the groceries, I know that. So as my mother was shopping around, somehow I wound up in like the next aisle over from her. I'm not sure if I was distracted by something on the shelf or what, but I was still really close by. That's when I saw a Target employee approaching from I'm not even sure where. There was a man wearing the classic red shirt and khakis. He approached me, and I just remember he asked if I wanted to see something really cool. Of course I did, and I said yes. Then he told me to follow him and started walking away. But he didn't go very far before there were these doors that led to the back room. I had always seen these doors in stores, and I knew that I wasn't allowed to go past them. I had also always wondered what was behind those doors and what was in the back room of the store. So he opened them and told me that I could go in. I was really curious, and I also thought that it was so cool that he was showing me this. I walked in after him, and then he closed the doors behind us. It was almost like he was giving me a tour, and he was pointing at stuff and telling me what it was for. I remember that he said that's where they kept all the items before they went out into the store. We continued to walk farther into the back a little bit. By now, I had sort of forgot about going back to my mother and sister. I was just really interested in what I was seeing. I felt like it was okay that I was back here, because this guy worked at Target. Then, I remembered that this other guy, who also appeared to be an employee, walked over to us. He said hi, and then the three of us kept walking. Then, I remember seeing this other door that led to outside. The men told me that I should see where the deliveries were made, and said that I could go outside. This is when I first had a bad feeling. For some reason, I hadn't found it to be a problem to walk in the back with the man. But now that I was being asked to actually go outside, it felt completely different. I knew that my mother would be upset if I left the building. I stopped, even though they were encouraging me to leave. I said no thanks, and then started to walk back. My mother was probably looking for me, and I said that I had to go back to her. I remember the two guys were saying it was fine and she was okay with it, but I knew that they hadn't spoken to her, so I got more suspicious then. I started to kind of walk back towards the back doors that we had come in through. That's when one of the men started walking towards me aggressively. That was enough to make me start running away. I sprinted as fast as I could towards the back doors. I heard the guy running right after me. I remember that I just barely reached the doors and opened them. The man reached me right as I did. But my mom was right on the other side of the doors and saw me come out of there. The man noticed this, and then turned and ran away. My mom asked me why I had been in the back room. When I told her the story, she went back there herself with me to see if the men had gone, but they weren't back there anymore. The back door that had been open leading to outside was also now closed. I remember my mother found one of the store managers, and it led to a big thing. I don't really remember much else after that. Looking back though, I'm just really glad that I realized when I did to go back to my mother. I don't think either of those men really worked at Target at all. For some background to this story, I'm a female. This happened when I went to Target last year to do some shopping. I was going to be getting quite a few things. I went to Target maybe once a week on average, and got groceries and other stuff. Sometimes I would spend a long time there, and it's been one of my favorite stores for a long time. I went there one night after work, and it was maybe 7 p.m. or so. I was shopping around, getting a lot of the normal things that I usually did. At one point, I was sort of in the middle of the store. It was at the start of the clothing section, but also near some aisles with other things like games and sporting goods. It was at that moment when this man approached me. He said hi, and then said that he had to show me something funny. He said to follow him quick. I didn't know what he was talking about, but I did follow him. I left my cart and we only went like one aisle just around the corner. He showed me some Lego product on the shelf and made a joke about it, but I didn't really understand it. I don't even remember exactly what he said. But overall, I was just kind of confused. I just know that I laughed to be nice, and it was kind of awkward. Then the guy said that's all, and he told me to have a good night. So I walked back over to my cart, and then continued with what I was doing. I didn't really think much of the interaction after that. I would say I spent maybe 10 more minutes inside the Target shopping. Then I checked out and left. I got back to my house and then unpacked everything that I got. At this time, I lived in a smaller house by myself. So that very same night, after I went to bed, I woke up sometime. I'm a really light sleeper, so I didn't really know what woke me at first, but I just knew that it was a little bit after midnight. I was going to just go right back to bed, but then I heard a noise coming from the other room. That made me completely awake and more alert. I listened to the noise and couldn't tell what exactly it was at first. I was so curious, so I got up and left my bedroom. Then I moved towards the back of the house where the living room was. That's where the noise was coming from, and right when I entered the room, I saw someone at the window. I couldn't tell any details about them, but could just see that someone was right outside the window. I stopped where I was, just about a step into the room, and I didn't go any farther in. Then I saw that there appeared to be another guy at my back door. Two people were outside of my house. To me, it seemed like the noise was actually coming from the back door area. It wasn't very loud, and I didn't really know what exactly they were doing. I ran out of the room and into a small closet in my hallway. I decided to hide in there, and then I called the police on my cell phone. I said that I thought two people were possibly trying to break in. Now, I didn't turn on any lights or anything when I got up, so I don't think the men knew that I was awake. As I was hiding in the closet, I realized that. I considered leaving the closet to turn on a light and see if that would cause the men to leave my property, but I couldn't gather up the courage to do so. I was hidden in the closet and did not want to get out. Inside of it, though, I could barely hear the noises. If I was completely still, I could just sort of hear them. They seemed to come and go. And that went on for the next several minutes, but the police ended up getting there much faster than I thought they would. Probably 5 minutes after I made the 911 call, I heard more louder noises. At first, I was scared by it, until I realized that the people talking were police. I left the closet at that point and realized that nobody had broken in. After that, I went to the window and saw the police with two men. It was at that point that I recognized one of the guys. He was the man that talked to me earlier that same night when I was at Target. I was really confused as to what was going on. The police told me that the men appeared to be attempting to break into my house. I told them how I had seen one of the guys at Target and stuff. There was a whole investigation done, and I found out some shocking details. An AirTag was found inside of my purse. It had been in my shopping cart when I was at Target. The first guy must have distracted me while the other guy put the AirTag inside of my purse. Why they chose me, I don't know, but I'm really glad that I woke up so easily and called the police before the men were able to get inside of my house. I used to work at Target. This is something that happened back in 2017. Back then, I was a senior in high school and working as a cashier part-time. I would work a lot of afternoon to night shifts, and there were some other people around my age who also worked there. I made a few friends with some coworkers over the months that I was at Target. There was one coworker in particular, though, named Evan. He always seemed kind of strange, and it wasn't just me that thought that. Some coworkers talked to me about some weird things that he would say or strange things that he would do. He worked in another department of the store. I can't remember where. But aside from saying strange things or somewhat creepy things, he would sometimes just stare at people. One thing I noticed in particular was he would sit in his car across from mine a lot. He was around my age, so we would often work similar shifts, and I would always park in the same general area of the parking lot. Many times when I got off of work and walked out to my car, I would get in only to see Evan already sitting in his car, and his car would be facing mine. He would often just be sitting in his car, kind of staring at me. I would usually leave pretty quickly then, and I figured it to be a coincidence at first. I mean, it didn't happen every time, but it did happen quite a bit. One time, though, I knew for a fact that Evan got off of work about 3 hours before I did. When I got to my car that night, I was shocked to see him sitting in his car still, and he was staring at me. I quickly left like usual, and he stayed there. I figured that maybe his car was broken or something. I really didn't know why he was often there like that, but I wasn't jumping to any conclusions. One of the next times that I worked, though, Evan did not work. Everything went by pretty normal. I think I got off at 9 p.m. and then clocked out and left to head home. During this time, I lived with my parents, almost 10 minutes away from the Target. When I got back to my car, I saw Evan was once again sitting in his car, across from mine, and looking at me. He wasn't wearing his work clothes, and hadn't worked at all today, so I found this to be odd. But like most times, I just started up my car and then left. However, when I left this time, Evan actually left right after me. After leaving the parking lot, I went onto the road and then merged onto the highway. Evan was still following me in his car at this point. I hadn't noticed this happening before, so I drove most of the way home, not knowing if he was following me or not. I mean, I didn't know where he lived. When I turned off the highway, though, he did as well. I drove all the way to my street, which was pretty close by. After pulling onto my street, Evan did the same. Now, I knew that I couldn't go to my house, so I drove past it. Then, when I reached the end of my street, I turned and went back onto a busier road. I remembered then to go to a police station when you're being followed, so when I got back onto the highway, I put in directions to the nearest one, and Evan continued to follow me all the way there until I pulled in. Then, at that point, I saw him start to turn around on the road in his car. I stayed in the parking lot of the police station for several minutes, and then left to go back home. I felt much better now that he wasn't following me anymore. When I was driving back home, I was careful to look behind me and stuff. I didn't notice him at all. Soon, I had reached my street. When I pulled onto it, though, there was this car parked on the side of the road. I saw it start to move after I passed it, and I realized that it was Evan. He must have somehow known this was my street. I didn't know what to do, so I just pulled into my driveway. Then I got out of my car as quickly as I could and ran inside the house. When I got in, I saw Evan's car on the side of the road out front. I didn't hesitate and I called the police. But then, just about a minute later, he left. The police came out and I told them of the situation. I could give them a lot of details about Evan because I knew his name and where he worked. After that, the next time that I worked at Target, I reported what happened to my manager. I learned that Evan had been fired recently from Target for inappropriate behavior, and not long after that, I found out that he had actually followed home another coworker a different time. He had also recently been arrested for stalking yet a different woman. This guy was a total creep. I'm really glad that I don't have to worry about him anymore.